Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bills back on the winning side after a 26-7 victory in Pittsburgh yesterday. And they win in a way that you would not expect a roster built this way to win.
A little rough.
But the only way they had to win, Tommy, they could win, with all of the injuries that they had, was the way that they won yesterday. And something is starting to happen with this team that is making my brain break.
Oh.
At least the way that I watch
football. Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, joining us as he does every post-game Monday, a man who works on his chest, his traps, and his filthy mouth now. Let's welcome from 13 Women, Buffalo Plus, Hot Takes Dan Fates. Hey, Dan, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
All right, Dan, we go into that game yesterday. We find out an hour and a half before the game that 25% of the offense, starting offense, will not be dressing. You're down both starting tackles, Josh Palmer, Dalton Kincaid, Curtis Samuel. And Samuel doesn't matter, but it matters. Dan, they should have lost that game based on how little they had. Do you think the Bills understood they would be able to run that ball as well as they did? Or is that just something they were like, oh, look what we're doing, and we're going to keep doing it.
Over and over and over.
Yeah, I think the tackles was the biggest concern coming off that game in Houston where they got, you know, Josh nearly killed, 8 sacks, 12 hits. That was my bigger concern with how they were going to handle Nick Herbig as well as TJ Watt. I can't sit there and say they were expected to lose that game, Duffy. They were 3-point road favorites.
No, okay, let me take it back. I'm sorry. Not that they were expected to lose that game. But outside of that first half,
you didn't feel good about it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I did not expect the Bills to offensively dominate the way they did yesterday.
That's fair. I mean, the crazy part is Josh Allen had 123 passing yards. And look, I know it was cold. I know it was windy, all of those things. But it did kind of have that feel of like a JV football game in the first half where you were like, wow, I just watched 30 minutes of mediocre football. And James Cook was the Bills' not only leading rusher, Duffy, he was his leading receiver. He had 33 receiving yards. That led the team. So they found a way to win, and it really was by their offensive line and by their defense. And that was encouraging to see because being down 7-3 at half felt kind of icky. And then to have Joey Bosa, it felt like elder abuse, the way how hard he hit Aaron Rodgers. And it's picked up by, you know, Christian Benford. And that was pretty much the game after that. The Bills are really good when playing with a lead. That's something that has become very obvious and very clear over the last few years. And they showed that again last night.
All right, so well, as you bring up Aaron Rodgers, Tommy, am I the only one that gets a sick satisfaction watching
when
Aaron Rodgers just get pummeled? I mean, come on. How good does that feel watching that guy?
But he looks – he's the only player that looks weird with a helmet on.
What? That's your problem?
No, he just looks weird.
Bro, did he not look like a NASCAR driver in that helmet last night?
But it looks out of place. Like his head or something is off.
His head is off.
Look at everybody else's head.
One chin strap, too.
Yeah, the old school one buckle chin strap.
Oh, maybe that's it, maybe?
Is that it?
I don't know.
I think his head's too small.
Well, he's very weird shaped, his head.
Weird shaped head?
Yeah.
I saw somebody tweeted when he had the cut on his nose and he was in the big puffy coat. Somebody said it looked like he tried to rob Kevin McAllister's house. I thought that was very good.
You know, the other interesting part is, like, I mean, Aaron Rodgers fancies himself as this tough guy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're not going to keep me out of a game. He was going to blow his Achilles and come out in that same season. I mean, Dan, to stop a cut on his nose taking 9 minutes, that indicates to me that's a guy who knew he was getting his ass kicked and wanted as much time out of that game as possible yesterday.
Yeah, that's part of why he throws the ball within, like, 1.5 seconds of getting the ball snapped. Like, he doesn't want any part of, like, the actual physical aspect of football. Like, he wants to talk and gruff at the media and be, like, this mean guy. It's like, he would rather play flag football. And for Joey Bosa to hit him that hard, to leave him bloodied, was very fitting to me. There is something enjoyable about seeing that guy be so unlikable and just nearly get his head taken off and really kind of change the tide of that game.
Wait, so you're not a fan?
That's 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. Every time he throws an incompletion, he has this look of, you know, a disappointed parent, you know, and it's like, look, like you ran the wrong route. Rodgers, you stink, man. Like, that's where it is right now.
Rodgers, you stink, man.
Somebody else's fault.
I mean, how often do we hear him say, I have to be better? Like, he might work that in along with blaming everybody else at the same time, but I've never just heard him say, yep, that was my bad, guys.
But even in the postgame yesterday, he starts throwing his receivers under the bus. Now, I'm paraphrasing. He says, in so many words, you know, there are meetings and get-togethers that people aren't showing up to and we all have to be there, which is rich coming from a guy who didn't show up to the franchise until, what, the third day of training camp, for God's sakes?
Yeah, and he's like, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but Johnny ran the wrong route. upset about it. They're like, okay, like, all right, man, like, well said. Way to be a leader of that locker room. Yeah, he's so easy to root against, and it was very enjoyable once again to see him struggle. And Duffy, like you said, he's one of these guys that always says, like, oh, I'm going to play. He's got a broken bone in his wrist. Like, okay, sure. But he was also the same person that, you know, blood is Achilles a few years ago, and it's like, I'm going to listen to dolphin mating noises, and I'll be back in 6 weeks. just to get the media attention to string everybody along when we knew he was never going to come back. So, again, I wish Bosa would have hit him harder.
Dan Fates, 13-WAM Buffalo Plus, joining us with his extreme hatred of Aaron Rodgers, which we can all get behind in this room, as much as we crap on Aaron Rodgers. Okay, Dan, here's what's blowing my mind, all right? I'm a big numbers guy. Tommy, you know this, looking in the numbers. You should be able to look at a box score and immediately tell who won a football game, all right? The Bills yesterday dominated time of possession. They dominated yardage. They rushed for more yardage than anybody has in Pittsburgh since 1975, and they should have won that game based on what we've seen. Here's what's weird.
What's that?
Going all the way back to the Dolphins game, statistically, every single game, win or loss, the Bills have won in the box score. They are gaining more yards. They're holding the ball for longer. They're getting more first downs. They're winning on third down. They're winning on fourth down.
So why aren't they winning games?
I don't know. I mean, it's turnovers, obviously. It's weird, Dan.
Yeah.
Because, like, yes, like, you look at these statistics, the Bills are still one of the higher gaining yardage teams in the NFL. They're still one of the higher scoring teams in the NFL, despite a couple of crappy outputs the last couple of weeks. Dan, how are the Bills statistically so offensively dominant, yet you watch them play and you go, where the hell is it?
Yeah, well, and I know you being a numbers guy, I've heard this before. I didn't come up with it, but they say that stats are like bikinis. They show you some things, but not everything. So
yeah, they do.
There's something. So Duffy, when you talk about they're gaining a lot of yards, well, a lot of that is because they're pinned back so deep in their own territory from either poor special teams or at times the defense letting them drive down the field and then forcing the punt. So that's part of it. They're also, like, the turnovers are a big part of it. And a lot of times the time of possession is because they don't have an explosive offense. So they have to have these long maintaining drives to score points. So those numbers, they're like, you'll still see that they're, like, really high up in the DVOA and the EPA and all these things. But use your eyes and see that this.
Oh, really? They get involved?
Yeah, no, they're trying to keep the trees.
Because of the gas?
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah, they're big in the NFL analytics game. And just trying to, if you use your eyes, like I said, you can look at a lot of those stats, but use your eyes and see this still is an offense that really struggles to play from behind. And that's a lot because they can't throw the ball. Injuries are absolutely a part of that. Dalton Kincaid would have been a big help in that game. And thankfully, Joe Brady only called, I believe, one wide receiver screen to Khalil Shakir that was incomplete, because that's nearly been getting him killed the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. So, and to Joe Brady's credit, what he does really well is when something is working, he does it again and again and again. We saw that last night when Ray Davis ripped off like three straight 10-plus yard runs. that's great. I love the fact that he can just keep hitting that button and he's not too proud to be like, oh, we have to outthink them. He keeps it simple. The problem is that when something isn't working in the middle of a game, he has shown that he has struggled to adjust, whether it was the Houston game. At least this game, without their two tackles, going up against a pretty good pass rush by Pittsburgh, they did chip the defensive ends a little bit. They kept more protection in. That seemed to be encouraging. To fix those mistakes from Houston when you had 10 days off, that's what I really wanted to see.
So you know what's funny?
What's that?
Well, Tommy and I watch football very differently. Like, I like football. He doesn't.
You absorb it.
Okay, like, that's...
Tommy watches the replay later on.
Yeah.
That second...
Tommy wants to be entertained.
Yes.
Well, that's what this is. It's entertainment.
But that's what was making me laugh about that what's second that? Half, Tommy, because I'm watching the game, and the Bills pulled off two of the most remarkable old-school smash-mouth football drives. 8-9-minute drives, 13 plays, eating clock, getting in the end zone at the end. And I was sexually aroused. I was having...
Thank God you weren't.
Well, you think that's entertaining? You should watch that Hallmark movie then, because that is that's like the Godfather.
I loved it.
Because that first half...
I loved it.
It was so goddamn boring.
No, the first half sucked. That wasn't fun. I'm talking about the second half.
These long-ass drives.
They're great, man. You are just imposing your will on another team.
3.5 yards.
Yes, give me 4 yards of a cloud of dust.
There are so many times when I've been watching the Bills this season where you look at the clock, you're like, how is there still 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter?
Off.
Like, you're like, this game feels like it's been going on for 3 hours.
No, yeah, but don't you drift off?
No, like, there was a drive in the third going into the fourth. There was, I think, 6.5 minutes left when they picked up the ball, and I was like, all right, let's just get it down to a minute left in the third quarter, score a couple of points, and we'll be good here. And they held the ball till like 13 minutes left in the fourth and scored a touchdown. And I literally was fully erect watching this happen. Like, it's what? As to Dan, that's what we grew up on. I love that kind of football.
Erections?
that's what I'm saying. It feels very JV high school football-like. And again, it wasn't until midway through the third quarter when they're like, the Bills have rushed for 213 yards. I was like, really? Like, it was just the consistent 5 yards, 6 yards. Like, the Bills weren't in a ton of third downs. They were able to move the chains. They did control the ball. Like, all of those things. It's like, that must have been a Sean McDermott fantasy. Like, that
he had
was
an erection.
Dream football.
You could clearly see it from the sideline.
Well, he was covering it with his hands. Yeah. Ow.
But, like, that was one of those games where it's like, they were the more physical team to go. I don't know if you knew this. He was college teammates with Mike Tomlin.
Did hear that.
Shocking.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Had no erection.
But, like, they knew. They played a Steelers style of game against them. Like, that's the Steelers, Lombardi, or
old school erections. Vince Lombardi's erection.
Like,
that was the game that they played. Sean even said afterwards, like, we know that they like to play a physical style of game. That's their story franchise, but we weren't going to be out physical. It was what Sean said. So it was in that sense, and Duffy, to your point, that's the type of game that they talked about a little bit in the broadcast. That felt like a January playoff-like conditions, and the Bills finding ways to win in that type of a setting and environment was encouraging to see. I'd still like to see your MVP unicorn of a quarterback be able to throw the ball more, but they found a way with 250 yards on the ground to get the job done.
Okay, so let's talk about that as we look forward, because that's all Bills fans care about right now is a playoff situation. Mm-hmm. So the Bills currently sit as the final wild card team at 8-4, but they have, according to NFL.com, the highest percentage of any wild card team to make the playoffs at 91%. So here's, like we were talking about this morning, this is normally where we would sit, we would look at the rest of the schedule, we would look at all of the playoff situations and figure out with a pretty good degree of certainty where the Bills are going to slot. But we can't do that right now because the NFL is insane, right? You are 2 games back in New England before they take on the Giants tonight. You're also 2 games back of the Broncos, who currently have the first seed in the AFC. 3 weeks ago, the Colts were unstoppable. They are now just a single spot ahead of the Bills and have a lower percentage of making the playoffs, according to statistical analysis. They've lost 2 straight. The Jags are in first place in the AFC South. The Ravens are in first place despite losing to the Bengals on Thanksgiving, and they're at 6-6. The Eagles have lost 2 straight. The Bears are the number one seed in the NFC. The Lions are 2 games out of a playoff spot. The Carolina Panthers not only beat the Rams yesterday, they're a half game out of first place in the NFC South. Dan, nothing makes sense right now, and everything is still on the table.
That was impressive.
Thank you. Thank you.
You got to catch his breath.
That was impressive. That you just
yeah, I got an erection.
13 weeks of you just slammed 13 weeks of football into a 45-second rant.
Thank
yeah, and that's where we're like, we were trying to talk about that the other day with Mike and Jenna. Like, where would be a – this is now – like, I think the division is still out of the question.
Yeah, shut up, Dan. Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Shut up.
Well, you got to ask yourself, would this give you an erection?
I should not have said erection. He's not going to let it go.
He's going to be
wearing bicycle pants.
He's derailed this entire conversation.
No, I would argue he is railed based on what he's saying.
Slightly.
But it's like, where would you want the Bills to go? I think they have a good chance to get to the 5 seed, which means they would be taking the first wild card spot, meaning they would take on the 4 seed. So you don't really want that to be Baltimore. In that case, you'd rather be the 6 seed and then, you know, have to go to whoever wins the AFC South, if that's the case. You're trying it's so crazy trying to map all those things out. But I will say, with how crazy you're talking about the NFL, like the playoff picture is, is there any place that you would really be terrified of going, Duffy?
No, you're right.
The only one I can really think of is I don't think you want to go to Denver. I don't think you want to go to Denver at altitude in that environment.
Yeah, but the kid played in Wyoming.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, but the travel and everything he's saying.
It's the travel, it's the altitude, it's the crowd where that defensive line is going to get off on better snap counts.
Okay.
So, like, all of that plays into it, but I go, I wouldn't be terrified of going to New England and play Drake May in his first playoff start, or going to Indy or Jacksonville. Like, any of these games really don't seem all that terrifying to me if the Bills, like they did last night, show they can protect Josh Allen, run the ball, and then obviously play good defense. Like, I didn't know what year it was. Matt Milano was making tackles in space and Trey White was covering guys. Like,
yeah.
I was like, what year is this? And Shaq Thompson has been a massive upgrade from Terrell Bernard at middle linebacker. The defense looked different. He led the team with 9 tackles last night. They said that he got up in front of the team on Friday and spoke. Like, that was shocking to me. That is a team in the locker room filled with guys that have been there for decades is what it feels like. Trey White, Taron Johnson. And instead, it's the guy they signed off the street midway through training camp in Shaq Thompson sparking the defense. And whatever he said clearly worked. So as
I've
you're trying
to
round
guy.
Out where
what,
this
Shaq
playoff
Thompson?
Picture is.
You're not listening to the guy. Who do you listen to?
Nobody.
Who do you listen to anyway? You don't listen to the old
the
guy. You don't listen to the
I like the country music.
I mean, erection.
Yeah, I mean, damn back. It, Dan. I had a good erection joke and you just ruined it. You blew my erection. Damn it. All right, Dan, here's the thing. You say that you've left the division. I will tell you this, Mr. Gambling Addict like I am. Tonight, New England at home. 7.5-point favorite, and it looks like Drake mm-hmm. or Jackson Dart is on his way back mm-hmm. in. Don't sleep on the Giants tonight. Don't do it.
You think they'll cover or win?
Look, there were massive holes that were exposed in the Patriots last week.
There?
For God, I will punch you right in your forehead. Massive holes exposed in that Bengals game.
But she gets around.
Do not sleep on the Giants tonight. And Dan, would
so
you
bet,
agree?
Bet the hole.
Would you agree, Dan, if the Giants find a way to do it, everything is back on the table again?
If the Giants find a way to win, I will agree with you, yes, that it is back
you
on the
table.
You
heard it here first. Dan Fates guarantees the Bills win the AFC East. You heard it here first.
I'm just saying, there's a decent chance that the Giants will be leading, possibly by double digits in the fourth quarter, and lose. Because that is what the Giants have done this year.
Yeah.
They have blown 4 double-digit fourth-quarter leads. So I wouldn't be there, you know, too excited just yet. You know, don't get too much of an erection in the fourth quarter if the Giants are up by double digits. Because there's holes in sheets, according to Tommy.
Fourth-quarter erection would be a great name for a dad cover band. We're fourth-quarter erection, thank you! See you at the California Brew House! So, Dan, let's say I enjoy everything but the dirty words that you're saying into a microphone here. You're Buffalo.
I've been good.
I'm
2 for 2.
You did say erection. Let's say I enjoy all of your Buffalo coverage over at 13 WAM, but I want that plus a little bit more. Where can I find that, Dan?
Yeah, you can head on over to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. Mike and Jenna were there in Pittsburgh. They have their, as Tommy, it's their instant reaction because they recorded it instantly after the game. So that video is up there, or wherever you listen to your podcast, you can check that out.
And let's say I wanted to see you in the tight T-shirts you love wearing. Where could I follow you on social media, Dan?
At Dan Fates on X or so Twitter, whatever we're calling it nowadays. We also have Buffalo
Plus
on TikTok.
You should know what they call
You're
it.
You're the news.
Hey, what are they doing over there?
Hey, by the way, it's F-E-T-E-S, not F-A-T-E-S, which would have made more sense. Why don't you talk to your ancestors about that, Faith?
Yeah, my bad.
All right. Hey, buddy, it's always a pleasure talking football and erections with you. We appreciate the call.
Always a pleasure. This was a good one.
Dan, thanks. What were the other ones? If that was a good
Sucky.
One.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What the hell happened?
What happened?
Well, we were told that in-person shopping is dying.
Oh, yeah. The malls are closed.
Well, like today's Cyber Monday. Everyone's going to wait for Cyber Monday. And really, you didn't have to do that. All the online deals were happening Wednesday, right. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday anyway. Yet, if you tried to go out on Saturday, or excuse me, Friday, to any stores to go shopping.
What happened?
It was a goddamn madhouse.
Slammed, huh?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's what's driving it that's a little bit interesting.
Oh.
Story on 10NBC talked about all of the folks that were out on Black Friday. They went out to Eastview Mall specifically. And when they were asking shoppers what brought them out in-person shopping.
Yeah, what's the item?
The most common answer wasn't an item or it wasn't the deals.
What are they there for?
Nostalgia and family traditions.
Oh, like we've always done this. We pack up the car early in the morning, get the coffee and go.
Yeah. But if there's been nostalgia.
But you're spending money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's most family traditions.
You're right.
Spending money. But what's weird is, Kimmy, if it's the tradition that is bringing people out.
Yeah. Where have they been?
Yes. Thank you.
It could be people like our age, like maybe millennials who are now parents that realize like, oh, their kids never experienced this. So maybe they're kind of starting a tradition.
Being pissed off.
They're starting the tradition with their own families.
What is appealing about that?
I don't know. People
cold?
I do know people that did it with their parents as kids. Like, they do look back on it fondly.
But they treat it like a safari. Like,
it is kind of like a treasure.
You load up and you go.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you were out there on Black Friday shopping at the malls or any of the stores or whatever, my daughter wanted to go with her friend.
Yeah.
And I told her, under no circumstances am I going anywhere near a mall or a Target or a Walmart or anything like that today. It looks miserable.
Yes, it is.
Miserable.
It always has been.
I have never done morning Black Friday shopping.
No, I never waited outside anywhere.
Again, like, we live in a world where you can just get it online if you need it,
so
right?
Did Target have something special? Because I know people lined up at like 3 a.m.
Did you hear what happened? Okay. All right. So we've talked about.
Is there like a collectible thing?
So we've talked about Target at length the last couple, really the last 12 months. So Target's in a bad way because they somehow managed to piss off everyone in America. And their numbers have been deeply hurt by this.
You were saying.
They then decided to change their famous return policy, which pissed off their hardcore loyal customers. So they knew they had to do something to bring people back. So, Tommy.
What did they do?
They offered a doorbuster bag giveaway.
Oh.
So it was this fancy-looking tote bag, and inside would be jammed with all kinds of Black Friday product goodies.
But you don't know what's in it?
You don't know what's in it, but you're going to get it for free if you're one of the first, you know, X amount of people at the door. The customers got the tote bags.
Right.
It was like $4 worth of cheap-ass crap.
Oh, it was a really bad move.
Like, these people thought they were going to get, like, this exclusive stuff, and it was like a chapstick,
nope.
a piece of candy, like all that. People are furious.
Yeah.
They just keep making it worse. Like, if you, we don't have time, Google the story. Right. The videos of these people, like, opening the bags, like, what?
Unless they got the bag. That's what they got.
People were throwing the bags away.
Were the bags supposed to be nice?
No, I mean, they're like these, like, shiny material bags. And if there was stuff, the funny thing is, too,
like a fancy bag.
A tote bag. It was a tote bag. But they were these giant bags with four things, four tiny little things in it. It's, bro, it was hilarious. What might be even more funny.
What's that?
There was a company that had a very good Black Friday.
All right.
Sears had a surprisingly good Black Friday.
I thought they were done.
That's just it. You want to guess
where the remaining Sears are?
Springfield, Illinois.
Okay, at one
original store.
At one point, there were 3,500 Sears in America.
You know why? That's where America shopped for value.
We did. Would either of you like to take a shot how many Sears are left?
I'm going to say under 100.
Okay. I need more specific.
60.
60. Kim, you want to take a shot?
45.
45. There are 5 Sears left in America.
Wow.
One in California, one in Texas, one in Massachusetts, 2 in Florida.
Spaced out.
But it turns out all of those Sears had a pretty good Black Friday.
Okay.
So they're on their way back.
All right.
Only 2,495 stores left to go to get back at your peak. I mean, it does, like, with that in mind, maybe it is nostalgia that's bringing everybody back.
All right.
Why else would you want to go into a Sears?
Yeah, true. Because the only thing about Sears, they had everything in one store. I mean, it was the original, like, department store where it was all there.
But that's every store now.
No, but, like, you could go get a lawnmower. Well, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it would be what
Walmart
is.
Target, Kohl's. I mean, all of these places have everything inside now. Like, you know, what is Sears offer that's unique?
Yeah, nothing.
And in New York, we won't even know because we can't go to any of them.
Oh, damn it.
I do find it funny there's 2 in Florida because, of course, there's 2 in Florida.
Yeah.
I'm old. I want to go to Sears. Yeah. I mean, like, Small Business Saturday happened on Saturday.
Mm.
And, like, if you want to go out and buy stuff like that locally in person, I understand that. Some of that stuff is unique.
Sure.
They make products you can only get in that store.
Yeah.
You know, shopping online with some of these smaller stores can be a little bit of a pain in the ass. And when you're buying in person, it's more of the profit that's going to that business, right? So if you're making an ethical, intentional decision to buy from someone local, that makes perfect sense to me. Going into a department store and buying something in hand, I will never understand.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Right? Unless you have to hold on to it and, you know, you just can't get it online.
What would that be?
I guess, if it's hard for you to shop for clothes because of your size. Like, you would have to try something on.
Okay.
Like, your brother's a big man.
He buys clothes online.
How?
What?
Because he's so big.
Dear God.
That's what they say.
That's where he shops, deargod.com.
I'm the same way. I'm small.
Oh, I'm just like him, guys.
I'm like reverse Ryan.
You buy all your reverse Ryan?
But almost everything I buy has to be tailored.
But you buy all of your clothes online.
Yeah. But I had to go tailor.
Well, yeah, because you're an itty-bitty boy.
Yes. It would be easier for me to go to the store and find it instead of buying stuff, having to go to a tailor and pay.
But no,
you know, I got to pay that guy to do it.
But no store makes pants short enough for your baby leg.
They don't.
So then you're going to have to get it tailored anyway.
It's very hard.
Stupid. Wait, you have your jeans tailored?
I have to have them tailored. Yes. I do.
Here comes Tommy in his tailored jeans.
Like jackets, shirts, all that stuff.
I wonder if there are a lot of people that like to get certain things in person because they have questions about that thing. Like, I'm thinking, like, parents who are going to get their kid.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Miss.
Kid, like, the latest, like, video gaming system. You may not even know where to start.
Cashew.
But I can
read. What version to get.
Well, if I don't know, yes.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't know. If I had to go buy something for, like, my nephew, right? Like, I have no idea what the newest Xboxes and what version he should need, and I would have questions about it. I would need somebody to walk me through.
Okay, but I would argue you're getting better information online if you were to Google
it. Sometimes that just drives you to their product.
But but here's the thing: if I walk into a GameStop or a Walmart or a Target or someone that works in that department, they're just going to send me to the most expensive item. And by the way, who's to say that kid who works in the Target electronics department knows anything about it? About
I don't know. Like, if you go to, like, Best Buy, I don't know why. I just assume they know what they're talking about.
Okay. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't.
Mm. All right.
I did get stuck in the – I tried to – I'm an idiot. I'm driving through Henrietta on Friday, and I'm like, oh, I'll just cut through the Target Best Buy parking lot to get to where I had to go like I normally do.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
I got stuck for 20 minutes in that parking lot trying to make a left at a stop sign. And I'm just losing my mind. I'm losing, trying to keep it together.
And you're not even shopping. Bro, you're just cutting through.
Yeah. All right, so can I tell you, I had to go to Marshall's on Saturday.
Yeah.
I watched a woman do the bitchiest thing I've ever seen.
What's that?
So normally in the crosswalks, they have those signs that say, please yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk. Well, it was super windy, so they must have pulled them up to the, close to the doors. A woman's crossing, and the person does not stop for her. Like, she keeps driving. Then there's traffic. She takes the sign. I'm watching this happen with my own eyes. Walks it over to the car and is, like, pointing at it. But the sign was clearly not visible. So, technically, the person in the car did nothing wrong.
He was within his right to run her over.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, the woman just kept walking. Like, why don't you look both ways?
Yeah, that's an ass.
You crazy woman. Yeah. You.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.